Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now, and we are learning more about at least two of the three suspects arrested today in connection with the Boston Marathon bombings. A lawyer confirms that the two were college students at UMass Dartmouth, where they were friends with the surviving bomb suspect, Jahar Tsarnaev. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Massachusetts says that the three men will appear in federal court at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Holly Bailey of Yahoo News has been following today's developing news. And Holly, what more do we know about the two Kazakh college students?
Well, basically, we know that they've been in custody since April 20th when they were detained after they were questioned, for, what they knew about the bombing suspect. We knew that they were taken into custody, have been in custody since then. And their attorneys tell me today that they were arrested again today and will be charged on federal charges, though they're still not exactly sure. They haven't been told exactly what those charges will be. But basically, they also, before they even know the charges, they said that they're going to be pleading not guilty. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Boston actually just did put out a statement saying that they were going to be charged with making false statements in relation to the investigation and for obstruction of justice.
Well, it's interesting because we want to make clear they're not being charged with anything in the run-up to the attack or the attack itself, but it seems as if they're being charged in, we've heard a broader definition of lying to FBI officials about whether they saw alleged bomber Jahar Tsarnaev after the April 15th attack and possibly getting rid of some of the evidence.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Sorry.
Yeah, no, it's okay. I was going to also add that the two, it's interesting, had been reported on previously because, as you said, they'd been picked up on visa violations. So there'd been articles about them. And with the articles, there was a picture published of the two young men with Jahar Tsarnaev on a trip the three made with other young men to Times Square. So it's interesting. These pictures have been out. And earlier today, before we heard that they had been rearrested, their lawyer released a statement that they'd had a visa hearing and that they were shocked that this friend of theirs had anything perhaps to do with the bombing, was suspected of the bombings. And then after that, we heard from the Boston police that they'd been rearrested. Do we know anything about the third suspect?
The only thing that we know is that he's a U.S. citizen. He has not been publicly identified by any law enforcement officials. Some of the local news there in Boston has identified someone, but we're not reporting that. But basically, we've been told that all three will appear in court today. It's unclear. The two men from Kazakhstan have a team of attorneys that are representing them. We don't know anything about who's representing the third suspect or what exactly he has been charged with beyond this general description of conspiring to obstruct justice and false statement charges.
Do we know if these charges have anything to do with searches of a landfill in the area near the University of Massachusetts Dartmouth down in New Bedford?
The U.S. Attorney's Office and the FBI and the Boston Police, it's been sort of challenging this morning. You would call one office, they would redirect you to the other office, and so they're all kind of, just in a circle of, talk to this person, talk to this person, and nobody's really talking. But, it certainly seems that a lot of people are drawing a connection between that search of the landfill and these people, and, whether or not there was sort of a dumping of evidence after the fact. But none of that has been confirmed. It's just all sort of, we won't really know that until the hearing today at 3:30.
Yeah. And just staying in the land of speculation for a while, we've been hearing lawyers this morning, like Alan Dershowitz, say that these are serious charges, federal crimes, obstructing justice, lying to officials, but they could also be used to maybe get more information. Are you hearing anything about that along those lines?
Just general speculation. But, again, what I think is really interesting is that this did seem to take the legal team for these two men from Kazakhstan a little bit surprising. I reached out to the attorney who had been representing them on the immigration charges this morning. And the first time that I actually spoke to her, she, said that she had to take another call and hung up on me. But then she, replied to an email and then directed me to the other rest of the legal team. And they just seemed to be really trying to keep up with developments. There was sort of an element of surprise, it seemed to me.
Yeah, as everyone is trying to keep up. Holly Bailey of Yahoo News, thank you so much.
Thank you.